Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What an incredible Thursday afternoon. It's also nice that it's Thursday. Tomorrow is Free for All Friday on the show, and you know we love to have fun on Free for All Friday. And I'm going to love talking about the playoff games in the NFL this weekend because there are a lot of good games coming up. In fact, we're going to talk more about that later this half hour. If you're just tuning in, I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad you're with us, and I love all of you. Even if we don't always agree on things, I love you guys. You've been part of my life for so long, and you're still part of my life, and I'm glad that I'm part of yours because you certainly are part of my life. We're talking about people who have enjoyed life and celebrated life after being sober and clean, and people like Nikki Sixx of Motley Crue. I mean, the guy was a legendary drug abuser and alcohol user. He's sober. 20 years now, living in Wyoming. I mean, the guy is alive because he quit. I mean, he died once. But he's alive because he quit. Rob Lowe's now talking about his sobriety. Elton John talks about his sobriety. He wouldn't be here today, probably. And, you know, I had my bouts with alcohol. I learned that I'm not an alcoholic. And so that's a blessing. I realize that. But, you know, I've got, like, other issues that I deal with. So it's not like I don't have any things to deal with. But I thought I was an alcoholic. And when I went through a really tough time, I was drinking. And I wasn't ever fall down drunk, but I was drinking all day. And I was drinking because I wanted to escape me, because I wasn't happy with me. And I would sneak it from my girlfriend who lived with me at the time. And it was awful. It was a horrible thing. And I went to some meetings. So I quit, and I went to some meetings. And I had people get in touch with me, like come up to me after and say, "Are you sure you're an alcoholic?" And I'm, "Oh, yeah, I'm an alcoholic because I drink too much." Well, as it turned out, I was just trying to escape, but I wasn't technically an alcoholic. My brother Miles, I'm so proud of him. He's done a great job of beating that. And alcoholics like my brother have explained it to me to where, okay, I know I'm not an alcoholic. But it's been in my family. I mean, my parents drank around us all the time. I mean, my parents didn't have go cups. No, they put a drink in like the cocktail glass and got in the car and drove and smoked in the wintertime with the windows up. I'm lucky to be alive. So, you know, I thought I had a problem. But I know that if you do have a problem, it's something really difficult to deal with. And my brother used to say, when it comes to drinking, if you're an alcoholic, one's too many and 33 isn't enough. And so right now, I'm very happy with myself. I have a glass of wine now and then. Sometimes I have, in the course of a 3-hour, 4-hour night, sometimes I have 3 glasses of wine. I kind of pace it out. Sometimes I get a little bit of a buzz. But I love my life when I'm sober. And I'm sober a lot of the time because I don't drink and drive. So I'm around a lot of people who are really drunk. And I'm sober. And I can tell you, I'm entertained. If I go to 80s night or someplace like that, I'm going to take an Uber if I'm going to have some wine. And I totally quit drinking hard liquor. And I have people all the time want to buy me shots. You know, and I'm complimented. I mean, they just want to bond with me. Come on, Scoot, let's buy you a shot. And I mean, I hate to disappoint them, but I don't do shots anymore. Oh, I used to. So, you know, I have gone to 80s night and danced totally sober. I don't think I'm dancing as well when I'm sober, but I mean, I think I am, maybe, but it doesn't feel like it. It feels better when I'm drinking. But see, I say that, but I enjoy being out places sober. In some ways, I thrive on it because I don't feel like I'm the victim of what everybody else is doing. And I don't think you have to drink or do drugs to have fun. Let me get back to some of your calls. Let's go to Greta and Dana. Thank you for hanging on. Welcome to WWL.
Hi. Dana, I'm a grateful alcoholic. I've been sober about 3 years now, and I just came back from Great House, which was the long-term residential that I put myself into. I'm sponsoring ladies now there, and the service work is an excellent way to stay sober. But I'm just so grateful that I went there to begin with. I had thought that my life wouldn't be worth anything, not drinking, that nobody would like me, like the other caller said. I wouldn't enjoy life at all. And I shocked myself. The one thing I really didn't expect was how happy I would be sober.
You shot yourself?
No, I was shocked.
Oh, you were shocked.
Sorry.
Okay, you were shocked. And you know, again, it's kind of like what Elton John said. He didn't think people would like him, or he wouldn't like himself if he was sober. So, Dana, you found out differently.
I found out exactly differently. I learned to actually love myself again.
That's so great.
And I think that's the problem that so many alcoholics and addicts have, is they don't love themselves.
Yeah.
And like you said, escaping themselves.
Yeah.
And you find different tools in the program that we call it a tool belt that you wear around you now. And whenever you need the tools for coping skills for whatever life on life's term gives you, you're able to overcome them. And you don't have to drink or drug over it anymore. Well,
Dana, I love you talking about how you love yourself and you love life. And this needs to be encouragement for people who right now know they have an issue. They haven't done anything about it. And they don't know what to do, and they're afraid to do something because they're afraid of what life is going to be like after. Dana, I appreciate your call. Let's go to Folsom, and Debbie, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to WWL.
Hi, Scoot. Thank you for having me.
Sure.
I am talking with regards to a couple of things. We have a serious mental illness / addiction problem in society today, probably is in the whole world. People are ashamed to talk about these issues. And
yeah.
I know for a fact that there's nobody in my family or their friends doesn't know someone that has a family member that is addicted to drugs and alcohol. But no one really wants to decide that it's time to open this up and really have the world start talking about this shame, about the stigma of alcohol and addiction.
And it's one of the reasons that I'm bringing it up on the show, and I occasionally do for that very reason.
And you know, Scoot, you're only as sick as your secret. And that is something that I wanted to say because you also fear the unknown. Basically, I've been, but for the grace of God, sober for 39 years. I'm 70 years old. My life has gotten better. The problem that I want to say is you can't do it alone. It's like if you get diabetes, you have to take insulin to take care of that problem.
Right.
With alcoholism and drug addiction, it's an allergy to the drug or to the alcohol. And
yeah.
In order to not, it can't be cured, but in order to be able to live, you need to stay close with AA and NA.
Yeah.
And it's a meeting that you can go to. Some people, in fact, probably the majority of us, can't afford a treatment center. I mean, I went through one at Bonneville Hospital when I was 30 years old. And it was costly then. I think now, unless you're into the rich and the famous, the upper, you know, echelon of society, drug addiction and alcohol programs are quite expensive.
You know, when I hear about some of these celebrities and when I think about some of the people in California that go to these rehab centers and you see, it's like a resort. I mean, it's kind of like a vacation, and they're also proud to say, hey, I'm in rehab. It's a whole different thing. Debbie, I appreciate the call. I'm very proud of you, and you bring up a really interesting point about cost. I know that for a lot of people, some programs are not affordable. But I hope you can find a way to get help if you feel like you need to do this. And if you're a slave to something, then try to figure out a way to get away from it. Let's go to Ian with a couple of your text messages.
Here's a text that says, here's my secret to sobriety. My love of family and money simply outweighed my love of alcohol or drugs. Money talks and BS walks.
Great. And also just, you know, think about your family, if you do have a family.
There's a text that says a couple of, hang on to that one. That's going to, see how they come in out of order sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
It takes a minute to figure out how you're going to read it out loud. Here's a text that says, I was addicted to OxyContin for 6 years, a real deal addiction. I had to have it to survive. Sober for 7 years, and I still see a doctor once a month for Suboxone, and that has completely changed my life for the better.
That's really great. I mean, there are answers out there, but again, it starts with you. And going back to what we talked about at the beginning of the show when it comes to education and jobs, nobody's going to just come to you and give you something. You got to decide to do it yourself. You got to decide that you want it.
Here's a text that asks you a direct question. It says, hey, Scoot, what about marijuana? Do you consider that a drug?
I mean, I would consider it a drug, but it's not an addicting drug. I mean, I've never known anybody who is addicted to marijuana.
Some people, I think, abuse it, but the science is clear that chemically it's not an addictive substance.
Right, and when I smoked pot, 70s, maybe a little into the 80s, when I smoked pot in the past, I mean, I was 25 years old before I smoked my first joint.
That's crazy.
I mean, my friends around me, I was like the total nerd. Like, I didn't do drugs.
Well, I can see that.
I mean, early in my career, there were people like doing pot and cocaine around me, and they wouldn't even show it to me because they thought I was so clean cut. That don't show that to Scoot.
You traumatize him.
Yeah, really. But, I never found it to be like, I mean, I might have wanted to feel that way, but it was not addicting, so I didn't feel that way. So, yeah, I mean, it's I would say it's a drug, but it's not an addicting drug, in my opinion.
Here's one more text at the top of the pile. It says, some of us are fine without meetings because that's what the Scoot Show is.
Oh, my God, that's interesting. Look, I don't think I would rely on this show for anything that important in my life, but I thought it was interesting that, you know, I went to meetings thinking I was an alcoholic because I was drinking too much. And I had people who were there stop me after and say, are you sure you're an alcoholic? I had a guy who was going to be my sponsor, and we had coffee, and he said, are you sure you're an alcoholic? I don't think you are. Oh, yeah, I drink too much. And it turned out that those people were right. I wasn't an alcoholic, but I was drinking too much. It was on this day in 1984, Michael Jackson caught on fire. This is the day that they were doing that big Pepsi commercial, and there was this pyro spray that went off premature. And the flash hit Michael Jackson's hair and jacket, and they burst into flames. Security guard rushed. He was taken to the hospital, and he did fine, and he recovered. He did have to have some surgery, but he was fine. But this is the day Michael Jackson caught on fire. I mean, I'm sure he had a lot of product in his hair, so that might have helped the flammability of it all. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, guess what? Tomorrow, mobile sports wagering goes live in Louisiana. We'll be talking about that. On the line with us now is the one and only Trey Wingo. Trey is a sports analyst. He's also chief trends officer and brand ambassador for Caesars Sportsbook, brought to us today by Caesars Sportsbook. Sign up now using the word Radio New, one word, Radio New, and you'll get $300 in bonus cash to wager as soon as Caesars goes live, which should be tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. This is exciting. Hey, Trey, welcome to the show.
Oh, good to be with you, Scoot. How are we?
I'm good. So, yeah, exciting news for people who are going to be able to start betting on their phones tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be great. We talked about this a while ago and, like, took a little longer than we anticipated, yeah. But boom, we're ready to go. And everyone's a little more fun with something on the line. And the great thing about the Caesars Sportsbook mobile app is win or lose, you get Caesars reward points with every wager, which you can use for dining, events, stays, all kinds of fun stuff. So either way, you're always getting something a little more with Caesars Sportsbook app.
Everybody's a winner. Okay, so a lot to talk about. Sean Payton resigns as head coach. Yeah. Were you surprised?
Yeah, I kind of was. You know, we had talked about that a couple weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken. And, Bill Cowher used to say something like, after 10 years, you know, you wonder if the message resonates. And I think that, you know, at some point, you just need to recharge your batteries. Like, I don't think Sean is done in any way, shape, or form. I think he'll go back to coaching. The question is when and where. I don't think it's going to be this year. He's definitely going to take the year off. But I can promise you this, he's going to be a hot commodity. I mean, yeah. I know two things about football. You need a good coach to win, and you need a quarterback. And right now the Saints are looking for both of those things, yeah. Which is a difficult spot to be in.
Yeah, and, Sean Payton talked about how he felt like this was just the right time to do this, and I understand. I expect him to go into television this year and see where that goes. Yeah. Big Ben, Ben Roethlisberger, resigned today, announced his retirement today. That's not a surprise.
No, it isn't. But, I mean, Scoot, think about this for a second, all right? We are seeing a real transition in the quarterback position in the NFL. Drew Brees is 1 year into retirement. Ben just retired. We might have seen the last of Tom Brady, and we might have seen the last of Aaron Rodgers. Now, Aaron says he doesn't want to retire, but I think he's done with Green Bay. We are going to see a massive shift in quarterbacks in the NFL and who we think are the best, because those standard bearers for so long are going away, and now you have guys like Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Josh Allen. It's a whole different ball of wax than what we're going to be seeing at the quarterback play. play.
It is, and also a lot of running quarterbacks. Lawrence, and then Russell Wilson was one of the early running quarterbacks, early in this class of running quarterbacks, and Kyler Murray and Patrick Mahomes, and you know these guys are bringing it a hold. They may not last in the league as long as the pocket passers, but they're making an impact, and I think they're kind of redefining the NFL.
Well, you're right about that on a couple of levels. So if you'll allow me to elaborate. First of all, just to show you how crazy it was this past weekend, the top two rushers of all four divisional playoff games were Patrick Mahomes with 69 rushing yards as a quarterback and Josh Allen with 68. Those were the top two rushing performances over the weekend by quarterbacks. And I worry about Josh because he's a big, strong dude, but boy, he takes a lot of hits. And, Steve Young, who's a friend of mine, used to always say, you see a lot of young running quarterbacks. You don't see a lot of old ones.
That's right.
you better figure out when that transition needs to be made, and you want to do it sooner rather than later. Because right now, Josh is such a weapon. You know, he scored on a fourth, and he set up a touchdown on the first drive going for it on fourth down, and he ran a bunch of times in that game. But eventually, time catches up with everybody, even Tom Brady, apparently.
Yeah.
Time is the ultimate decider.
And Trey, I'm hearing Tom Brady now, and he's talking about family and spending more time with his family. And he might have said that before, but it seems a little different this time. Might he be really ready to retire?
Well, I know he's thinking about it more than ever. I was taping something this morning with my good friend Teddy Bruschi, and we talked about that. Of course, Teddy played with Tom as part of that dynasty of the 2000s in New England. And he's like, it just sounds different now. I mean,
yeah,
he won a Super Bowl away from Bill Belichick.
Mm-hmm.
Check. At 44 years old, he was the leading passer in the NFL with most touchdowns, 44, and 5,300 passing yards. Check. So if you're, he's done the thing which says, I didn't need Belichick to do these things.
Right.
He has proven that. So unless he really just needs to keep playing for a few more years, what else is, no one's getting seven. Like, I love Patrick Mahomes, and I think he's going to be the next greatest thing. He already is sort of there in my mind. But no one's getting seven. Like, that's retired forever with Tom Brady.
Yeah. Now, going back to what you were just talking about, that Tom Brady wanted to prove that he could do it without Bill Belichick, don't you think there's something in Sean Payton that ultimately wants to prove that he can do it without Drew Brees?
Maybe, but those two had such a great relationship.
Oh, I know.
The Bill Brady thing, I mean, they worked well together, but I think that like a few years ago, after Super Bowl 51, Tom had an interview and he sat down with someone, I think it was Jim Gray, and he said, do you feel like you get the respect you deserve? And Tom very loudly and with a smile on his face says, I said, I plead the fifth. You know, there was always this underlying current of, hey man, like, appreciate me just a little bit more, perhaps, in New England. And I don't think that was ever the case between Sean and Drew.
I certainly agree with that. But I've always felt like this was nothing against Drew Brees, but I thought there was always something in Sean Payton that wanted to show that because when he came to New Orleans, he was like a no name. And while people are freaking out here in New Orleans, I'm trying to stay positive and say, look, this is a new beginning. And at one point, Drew Brees and Sean Payton were a new beginning. They were unknown commodities when they came here, and look what happened. So why can't we think about the possibility of that happening again?
You can, and you should if you're a Saints fan. But the reality is that doesn't happen all the time. The Packers had this unbelievable transformation from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
The only other thing that comes close to that is Joe Montana to Steve Young in San Francisco. So it can happen, but it's rare. And
yep.
It was the perfect marriage with those two. Like, everything made sense. The way they played, they embraced the city. They were there for the comeback after Katrina, that Monday night game against Atlanta with Steve Reese and the drop and the block kick. And it was just, it was magic. And just so people understand, from, I want to say, 2006 to 2020, the Saints had the number one offense over that time frame in the NFL in terms of yards per game and were second only to the Patriots in terms of points scored per game. We just witnessed the golden era of Saints football. The first 39 years that the franchise existed, they won one playoff game. With Peyton and Brees, they won nine, won seven division titles, and, of course, Super Bowl 44.
Well, now I'm not, now talking to you, I'm depressed.
I'm just trying to – look, be optimistic, but understand that it's going to take a Herculean effort to replace what we just saw.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to be optimistic, but I do understand everything that you're saying. All right, Trey, very quickly, talk about the playoff games this weekend. Some great games last weekend. That it was almost like there were scripts written by Hollywood.
Yeah, listen, just so people understand, that was the first time in NFL history that we had all four playoff games where the game-winning points were scored on the final play of the game. We had three kicks at end of regulation to win, and then the touchdown from Mahomes to Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
That had never happened before. And just to explain how crazy the weekend was, Scoot, let me just do this real quickly. Here are the teams that won and what they did. You ready?
Yeah.
The Bengals gave up a record-tying 9 sacks and won that game. The 49ers went to Lambeau Field and didn't score an offensive touchdown. They won that game. The Rams went to Tom Brady's Tampa Bay Buccaneers, lost 4 fumbles in a playoff game. They won that game. And the Chiefs gave up 4 touchdown passes to Gabriel, 4 touchdown receptions, rather, to Gabriel Davis. That had never happened before in NFL history. Jerry Rice didn't do that. Michael Thomas hasn't done that. Randy Moss didn't do that. And they won. I mean, it was just crazy.
It was extraordinary football. And look, with sports betting on your phone going online, mobile betting going online in Louisiana starting tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., you know, even though the Saints aren't in it, you can maybe develop a little more interest in the game by, you know, having a little wager on the game. And look, and there's so many things that you can bet on. I don't think a lot of people realize all the things that you can bet on.
Yeah, listen, you could put a little nice prop bet on who the next football coach is going to be. Or yeah. Who the next quarterback is going to be, you know?
But I mean, even during games, you can bet.
Yeah.
I mean, you could bet like, okay, well, you know, on this next series, I think so and so is going to throw a touchdown pass. You can bet on that.
Yeah, that's a really good point, and I'll sort of back that up because overseas, where betting's been legal forever, you know, the majority of the bets, over 2/3 of the bets, are in-game bets.
Right.
Well, still here in the States, as we're just getting used to. 75% of the bets here are pregame. Like the big jump in the industry is maybe what you're talking about, in-game betting, because
yeah.
You know, you're there in the moment and you see it happening, and you it's just it adds a little excitement if you do it responsibly.
Yeah, so you know, download the app and look. If you go to Caesar Sportsbook right now, use the code word Radio New, one word, and you're going to get $300 in bonus cash wagers for Caesar's Live, and that's going to be starting tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.
Absolutely. It's going to be a lot of fun. Remember, every bet you wager you make with Caesars, win or lose, you get Caesars rewards points, which can help you with reservations, tickets, events, hotel stays, all that kind of stuff.
All right. The one and only Trey Wingo, thank you for your expertise brought to us by Caesars Sportsbook. Sign up today. Use the code word Radio New and get $300 in bonus cash when it goes live, which is going to be tomorrow morning. Trey, we'll talk to you next week.
You got it, Scoot. Take care, man.
All right. If you're on hold, I want to get back to some of your calls. I mean, we're going to take this break every Wednesday at this time and have this conversation with Trey because it's fun and it's a break in the show. It's kind of a prelude to sports talk. But, you know, look, be careful when you bet. Yeah, I mean, look, you can bet during the game. Like, if so-and-so is having a great series, like, you could bet that Patrick Mahomes is going to throw a touchdown in the next series. I mean, it's insane. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
On the Scoot calendar on this day in 1990, this is a song from the album that became the first grunge band album to hit the Billboard album chart. 1990, that was really early in the grunge movement because grunge didn't really start to go really, really mass appeal until, I would say, 1992, 93. This is Soundgarden from their album Louder Than Love, and it was the first grunge album to hit the Billboard charts on this day in 1990. I'm Scoot. Ian's got a quick text message that he was telling me he wanted to share. What was it, text message?
Text says, Sean Payton was on the sports show with Dan Patrick this morning, and he said he's been approached by three different networks since his retirement press conference on Tuesday.
Yeah, no surprise there.
What three networks do you think?
Well, we know Fox Sports is one. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, we've already heard that Fox Sports has won. So, I mean, you know, who knows? Maybe he wants to pair him with Drew Brees on NBC. Maybe I want to pair him.
I know. Since they got kicked off DirecTV, OAN is looking for something to revive their fortunes.
Yeah.
So maybe they want Sean Payton to be their sports guy.
Maybe so. let's go uptown to John. John, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. Thank you for hanging on, John.
No problem. I had to call back in, Scoot. I heard this is Jonathan from uptown. I got some followers.
All right, well, look, first of all, you deceived us. Goodbye, John. I mean, you called earlier. In fact, the conversation that we have with you, I mean, you're not going to lie. You know, you're not going to lie to Ian and get on the air. I mean, I'm not going to let you be a liar and get on the air. If you can't do it honestly, you're out.
I even asked him. I smelled it coming a mile away, and I gave him a chance. I said, is this Jonathan that we just spoke to? And he said, no.
A lying bastard.
John. I want to talk to this.
You're a liar, Jonathan.
You got to wake up earlier in the morning than that to get one past me, John.
You're done.
Eat it.
You're done. In fact, the conversation with Jonathan, you can enjoy it. Maybe Jonathan will send his friends to the conversation. It's posted on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page right now. Very heated discussion about crime, about opportunity, and about education. And I know I'm not an expert, and I know I'm not perfect, but I do know about life. I've lived a lot of it. I've had my ups and downs too. And I know a lot about human behavior from my own personal experience. So I'm very confident with what I said during and after the conversation with Jonathan. Let's go to Covington. Sam, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, Scoot?
I'm good.
Now listen, I was a massive cocaine addict for a long time, and I got sober 36 years ago.
Wow.
And for someone like Nikki Sixx to stand up and get sober, I was in L.A. at that time, and I got sober in 85. And the carnage of drugs at that time in the record industry was unbelievable.
I respect anybody. I respect anybody who kicked a cocaine habit in 1985 because, man, those were prime years.
It was unbelievable. It was everywhere. I was in rock and roll. I New York and L.A. And it was everywhere. I was with one rocker, and we were at the CBS BlackRock building in New York City. We kicked one of the vice presidents out of his office so he could do cocaine off of his desk.
It was insane.
It was that open. It was insane.
Yeah, I mean,
I did it.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I did it because I couldn't stand being me.
Yeah.
I hated myself, and I wanted to be something else or somebody else, and I wanted the voices in my head to shut up.
And coke will make you feel like you're a totally different, confident person when you're still really the same person. But, you know, Sam, I'm sure you experienced this, and I did with coke. You might feel good in the very, 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 very beginning, but it doesn't take long for you to start hoping that you feel as good as you felt before you started.
Well, you keep chasing that original high, and you never get it.
Yeah, you're right.
And you just keep doing more. And, you know, the problem with being a drug addict is it's the toughest job in the world because you don't get any time off. There's no vacation.
That's true.
There's no vacation. There's no weekend.
There's no breaks. You know, you can't go on a break.
No, it's from the minute you wake up in the morning till whenever you go to sleep, however many days from now, your one thing is I got to get more. And no matter how much you get, you always run out.
Oh, you do. I mean, look, cocaine was God's way of telling you had too much money.
Yeah, I got a quick question for you. You've spoken openly about, was it Wolfman Jack that did your coke at Rolling Stones concert?
Yes.
How much did you bring with you? How much did you bring?
A gram.
Oh, Scoot, you can't go to a backstage at a Rolling Stones concert with a gram.
I know. I was foolish.
I know.
I had this little gram bomb. You know, and I know, okay, this is mine for like the, you know, I wasn't even telling anybody around me that I had it. I mean, this was for me. And so I, you know, because I was trying to, you know, be friends with Wolfman Jack, and I knew he did. I said, hey, Wolfman, you want some coke? And he goes, yeah, sure. Took the whole thing. I never saw him again.
Absolutely. That's the way it happens. The way I got sober is I tried everything in the world to get sober by myself, and it didn't work.
What worked?
It worked when I went to a 12-step meeting, and I finally reached out to somebody, and I said, I can't do this. Can you help me? And I started hanging around sober people because sober people do sober things.
Yeah. And, it's true. Sam, I appreciate you sharing that with us, and I appreciate you talking about being part of the battle there and your experience, and thanks for being part of our conversation. All right, on the Scoot calendar, on this day in 1971, David Bowie arrived in the United States for the first time, not to perform, but to do a series of interviews because he was coming. He stirred up a lot of commotion because he wore a dress in many of the interviews, an early indication that David Bowie was a little different. We'll be back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, we recognize the birthday of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, who was born in Salzburg, Austria, on this day in 1756. Just to show you that we're very diverse on this show. I mean, if there had been, like, radio back in these days, and this was, like, the hot hit at the time, we'd be doing this as bumper music. Hey, welcome back. Hey, did you hear Mozart, man? God, did you hear what happened to him? You know, he got caught with some girl, or he was drinking, got drunk, or did drugs or whatever. I mean, we'd be talking about them like they're rock stars. Would have been interesting. Anyway, so I'm not afraid to do a little classical bumper music on the show. By the way, there was a glitch, so my conversation with Jonathan is not yet on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page, but it will be. So just check back a little bit later.
Sorry, I just want to jump in. It is on the website. It's on WWL.com.
Okay.
Click on audio in there. We haven't got it to your Facebook page.
Okay,
yet,
great. Okay,
we'll go later.
Go to WWL.com and you go on demand, is it?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, if you click on menu, click on audio, click on Scoot, you'll see it right away.
Okay. It's a good conversation. So, yeah, you can go there and get it. And join me on the Scoot on the Air YouTube channel. If you haven't subscribed, go to YouTube, type in Scoot on the Air, become a subscriber, and we'll give you a notice every time we post something. A lot of interesting things on there. And I can be a little more open with my conversations. Also, Facebook and Instagram, be happy for you to join me there. I want to thank our program director and brand manager, Diane Newman, our market manager, Kevin Cassidy, and our assistant program director and brand manager and senior producer of Scoot on the Air, Ian Hoke. And as always, thank you for being part of the show. Sports Talk with Bobby Christian and Mike coming up next. They'll talk to Odyssey betting insider Ryan Horvat, and we go online with betting from your phone tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. They'll be talking about that also. Saints quarterback Ian Book will join the guys. So that's coming up next on Sports Talk. All right, tomorrow, you know the rules. It's Free for All Friday at 1 o'clock. Let's have fun tomorrow. I'm Scoot on the Air. Love you, New Orleans. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.